Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And I wrote this book for you.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Dan Pilla is our guest. He's Dan's back. I know. I'm excited, too. He's an expert on IRS procedures. He was part of the National Commission on Restructuring the IRS. He's the author of a number of books on that topic, including How to Win Your Tax Audit, one of 15 books or so that he's written on how to deal with the IRS and making them and you happy at the same time, which may not be possible. Dan Pilla, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey,
my
Dan,
pleasure.
You've been a long-time observer of the IRS. If you had to do an analysis or a report on the IRS today compared to where it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, what would you say? What do you think?
Well, I think it depends what we're talking about, Jim. If we're talking about administration, that is to say the IRS managing its files and dealing with taxpayers, I would give the IRS no more than a D right now today.
Wow.
And there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, compared to 10 years ago, the number of IRS employees is down by about 10,000. So they've got fewer workers that are doing more tasks than they were doing 10 years ago, because in that interim 10-year period of time, Congress has assigned a number of additional duties to the IRS that have very little to do with tax collection. The most glaring example is the administration of the penalties under the Affordable Care Act.
No kidding. Obamacare, like they needed another job, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And so what's happening is the IRS is administering this welfare program, basically, through the tax system, and it's causing a tremendous confusion. You know, the other problem we have is cyber attacks on the Internal Revenue Service, and that has caused a tremendous amount of problems.
Tell us more about that.
What's happening here, Jim, is you've got two types of cyber attacks. The first most common cyber attack is identity theft, where an identity thief steals your Social Security number or other identifying information and then files a bogus tax return on you, seeking a refund, and the IRS issues the refund to the bogus taxpayer, and now you file your legitimate tax return, and now you've got administrative problems.
Now you look like the bad guy.
Well, it's not so much that, but what happens is now they've got to create a whole separate account. They've got to evaluate your tax return under a separate set of standards. You can't use your Social Security number anymore, so that's a whole hassle.
Wow.
Now, but even worse, Jim, is direct attacks on the IRS's computers itself.
Where the IRS actually gives up all that information.
Exactly right. Last year, we learned that there were cyber attacks on the IRS's computers, and there were almost a million accounts that were compromised.
Wow.
I'm talking about taxpayer information that was gleaned out of the Internal Revenue Service, and they don't even know the extent of the problem even today. But that has caused them to have to rethink their security protocols. They pulled down a number of tools off their website that they had to re-engineer and test and then put back up again. So these are the kinds of things that are causing serious problems with the IRS. Now you've got, add to that the fact that the IRS is spending less and less time, Jim, on taxpayer service. So, for example, when you call the IRS and try to get help with a particular tax problem, you only have about a 30% chance of even getting through.
Oh yeah, no,
the other end.
We've done that. We've been on hold for 45 minutes or longer.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a time when there was an office four blocks from my office, and I could almost walk down there and sit in the little room and wait to be waited on. And a lady was sitting in the window. She would help you out.
Sure.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, they are. And about 2 years ago, About, I think it's been two, maybe 3 years ago, the IRS closed about 350 or 400 of those watching sites around the country, and they've limited telephone assistance. They've limited all kinds of taxpayer assistance.
This comes back to what I was talking about in the previous segment, Dan, about these big organizations that are no longer available to their customers.
Well, and when
more accountable,
you know, when we think of taxes, Jim, this is outrageous because what we're talking about here, when people walk in the door to get help, or they call on the telephone to get help, or they write the IRS a letter to get help,
right.
These are people who are trying to comply. These aren't people that are running from the IRS.
Right.
Or hide. They're showing up at the door. They want help to comply, and the IRS is not helping them out.
Right.
That to me is outrageous because,
yep.
You know, only 2% of government revenue comes from tax law enforcement, levies, seizures,
right.
And so on.
Right.
98% of the money comes from people
who are honest folks who are willing
to do what the law requires
to do the right thing.
Can't get help.
Hey, Dan, give me your website quickly, please.
Say again, please?
Your website quickly.
Yeah, my website is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.